Time to talk hockey, Black Bear hockey specifically, as we're joined on the telephone line by the head coach of the Red Hot Maine Black Bears, Red Gendron. Hello, Coach.
Good afternoon, Rich. I got to tell you, you guys are becoming more precise in cutting me in here. By the time I picked up the phone, I had only 15 seconds to wait before this live interview. It's really rather remarkable.
Well, you know what? When you become someone of your caliber, we realize you can't keep a guy like Red sitting on hold for 2 minutes.
Well, given my penchant for being on time and always being excessively early, you know, I'd almost prefer to wait for a minute or two. How you guys doing?
We're doing just great. And obviously, you and your team are doing terrific. Another big win last Friday night against a nationally ranked opponent. Five straight. How are you feeling about things?
Well, we feel pretty good about the chance we've given ourselves to keep doing more. So that's that. And, you know, obviously it's something that we have to talk about, but we're doing our best to put it in its proper perspective and move forward in our preparations for UConn.
Now, I know you don't care, as you've said many times, about rankings or polls or anything like that. All that matters is the end of the season. But there's got to be a little bit of you that feels good to see the Black Bears back there in those national rankings.
Yeah, exactly. But to say we're not aware of these things and they don't feel good, you know, would be foolish. But we really try to talk to ourselves all the time about remembering what things we had to do to get to that point, as opposed to that we're at that point, and what those facts do to create opportunities for us moving forward. And, you know, that's a hard thing to do, but at the end of the day, we just have to stay focused on our process, trying to get better, trying to improve things that we know need attention, and trying to enhance the things that we know we do well, but we can still do just a little bit better.
You also had a great thing happen the other night at the annual Athlete Award, Academic Awards, where Mitch Fassier was given the Dean Smith Award as the outstanding scholar athlete on campus. And I met Mitch for the first time, but I cannot tell you how impressed I was that every other one of your players, when I said it was said, they talked about, he's great. He's a real leader. He keeps us going. I mean, really, from every single one of them, they made a point of saying that to me. Does that have a lot to do with your success?
Yes, it does, unequivocally. Every team has a certain amount of talent, but there's so many other things that go into it. And having great leadership on the team, captains and other leaders, whether they're formal as in carrying a letter, like Mitch and Timmy Doherty and Jack Quinlivan and Ryan Smith do, you know, you need that sort of leadership to keep the boys on the straight and narrow. And I shouldn't say that. I mean, just keep focused on the process and whatnot, because the season's full of ups and downs, and there are setbacks, and there are, you know, very outstanding moments that you have to keep in perspective and keep your eye on the prize at the end of it all. And having a group of guys like I just mentioned, and Mitch at the head of that, who make certain that that happens and make certain that the team is well bonded, that's a big part of our success. And, you know, Mitch, won that award the other night for his excellence in the classroom, which is formidable, and his excellence as a hockey player. I mean, he's one of the best forwards in the country and one of the top assist getters in the country, and has been for 2 years. He's a great leader, but he's also somebody who treats everybody that he comes in contact with exactly the right way, with the utmost respect and always with an air of humility. So Mitch has earned that award, you know, and it's particularly impressive because there are a lot of other great young men, and obviously they give a similar award to our female student athletes. There are so many great ones that were nominated that didn't get it, but Mitch certainly earned the award by virtue of everything he's done. And add to that, he's a pretty good singer-songwriter.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Red, as we get ready for the UConn series this weekend, I'm curious, what is it about your team? What are you most proud of what this team has accomplished at this point in the season?
No, I'm not proud of anything we've accomplished. You know, in lieu of what we were discussing previously, the time to take measure of your accomplishments is when you're done, when the season's over. What we've accomplished can be said. I mean, what's really important is that we've given ourselves an opportunity to play for a championship. We've given ourselves an opportunity to meeting the Hockey East regular season championship. We've given ourselves an opportunity to this point. We've won enough games to be considered for the NCAA tournament at large bid. So that's what it is. What I'm proud of is we've given ourselves an opportunity. So we're getting to the last four weekends of the regular season, and through our body of work, we've given ourselves a chance. And I suppose that would be the best way for me to describe my feelings at this point.
Well, good luck taking advantage of those opportunities this weekend as UConn comes to town for a big Hockey East series. And as always, thanks for spending some time with us this afternoon.
It was indeed my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Red. Red Gendron, every Wednesday on Downtown Black Bear Reports, brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And by Sea Dog Brewing Company, home of the Black Bear Coaches shows, Front Street in Bangor.